Let's talk about the Raiders pick, but more specifically, what's right in front of them. We're getting Raiders mania here with Las Vegas being the home of the Raiders. Can the Jets, and you're really good on the Jets, can the Jets completely screw over the Raiders by taking the receiver the Raiders may want at 12?
They can, but it would be a really big surprise. What I could say, and I could speak better on this situation than almost any other situation in the draft, is the Jets are looking at the four tackles. It's Jedrick Wills, Tristan Wirfs, Andrew Thomas, and Mekhi Becton. And what I believe is they will take whatever tackle falls to them, because the belief is that three of the four will most likely be gone. The Jets at 11 will take a tackle. Now, where it gets really hairy, guys, is that if all four tackles are gone, the Jets are going to have to make a hard decision. Do they move out of 11 and let one of the teams that wants to come up for a receiver take their pick, like the Broncos, like the Eagles? And the Jets have, you know, Joe Douglas has a very strong connection with Philadelphia already. The Falcons want to come up for a defender. Or do the Jets sit there at 11 and take CeeDee Lamb, who I believe is the top receiver on both the Jets and Raiders boards right now? That's why it's so interesting. So there's a chance the Jets do that to the Raiders, but it's so small because the Jets don't even want to do that to the Raiders. The Jets want to help their offensive line. They really hope they don't find themselves in a situation where they walk out of this thing. Sure, everybody, I love CeeDee Lamb. I think he's a top five player in this draft, and I could say, you know, a lot of nice things about Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs as well. But the Jets right now, their offensive line is so shaky, and they have to figure out that left tackle spot.
So if you're looking at those spots, is guys that fit in terms of the wide receivers, or is it just a clear delineation no matter what?
It kind of seems like everyone's taste. What I can gather on this is that, you know, CeeDee Lamb makes a lot of sense for the Jets specifically because their red zone offense was abysmal last year. There was nobody really helping out Sam Darnold. CeeDee Lamb is really good in that area of the field. He's really good after the catch. He's the biggest body type out of the top three. He's 6'2", 200 pounds, and he's probably going to fill out to play closer to 210, 215, while Jerry Jeudy is a little more slender. Henry Ruggs has the speed, but he's, you know, 5'11", 5'10". So I think when you look at it, it depends who you ask. When I look at the Broncos and the Eagles, I think they're all over guys like Jeudy and Ruggs that offer a little bit more vertically. When you look at somebody like the Jets and the Raiders, I think they want more size at the position. So it's no clear cut at all, which is why one of the more popular prop bets that a lot of people ask me about is, who's the first wide receiver off the board? And to be completely honest with you, there's no way to answer it because a lot of people want to come up to 10 to the Browns to get their first crack at the wide receiver. So you have certain teams that want Jeudy, certain teams that want Ruggs, and then plenty of teams that want CeeDee Lamb as well.
If we were going to almost guarantee a guy is going to slip, am I crazy for saying that it's going to be Mekhi Becton after the news this week?
Yeah, I think, listen, I don't think the drug test will have as big of an impact, you know, as a lot of people expect. I think a lot of teams actually feel good about Becton's character. The bigger question they actually had with Becton is keeping his conditioning in line, because he's so big and you worry about the weight. He, you know, he comes in at a very trim 365. When you're that tall, 365 of muscle is impressive. I think there was times at Louisville where he probably could have gotten close to 380, and that's where it was concerning. So that's what teams are more concerned about. And the thing with Becton is, and once again, just like the wide receivers, all the teams have their different tastes and styles with the tackle position. But with Becton, the reason he could slide is he did take the least amount of true pass sets in that Louisville offense. So I think a lot of people see Andrew Thomas, three-year starter in the SEC, played right tackle, left tackle. They see him as a sure thing. Jedrick Wills, another SEC starter, played right tackle. They feel he could play on the left side pretty confidently. And Tristan Wirfs from an O-line factory in Iowa, where they feel really good about him as well. So when you look at the four offensive linemen, while Becton, you know, there's plenty of fans in the league of him and his ability, he probably has the best chance out of the four to fall just a little bit, not very far.